Live from the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, ready to fight for you from the foxhole of freedom, giving you better analysis and insight than anyone else, shining a spotlight into the darkness of the political media industrial complex, better known as a swamp, and delivering the relentless pursuit of truth. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, financial guru Dave Ramsey has been hammered with a $150 million lawsuit class action over advice he gave to people trying to dump timeshares. Number two, the scandals engulfing the DOJ and FBI are getting harder to manage by the day for the Democrats. Seems those fires could singe the Oval Office as well. And number three, what is the truth about Nord Stream and Ukraine possibly bombing a dam? It's leveled towns, killed people, could lead to a potentially deadly meltdown of the largest nuclear reactor in Europe. A lot going on. None of it good. None of it good. In fact, that dam destruction, which I'll get back to in a moment, has sent global price of wheat and corn into the stratosphere. But first, John Kirby was asked yesterday. John Kirby was asked about new reports that Ukraine bombed the Nord Stream pipeline. You know, when he's caught, he says the damnedest things. He really does. John Kirby, bite 16, I believe. Here it is, John Kirby.
One more of the Discord leaks. There's a report in the Washington Post that the U.S. Had reports that Ukrainians were planning an attack on the Nord Stream pipeline. Do you have any comment on the intelligence report of that? And there are also suggestions that Russia may have been responsible for that. You know, why was Russia initially, what figures pointed at Russia when the U.S. might have had information that Ukrainians were planning this?
So I'm certainly not going to engage in a discussion about intelligence matters here from the podium specifically with regard to that disclosure or any of the other. And in this case, certainly not going to speak to one that the Washington Post even said was not corroborated by U.S. intelligence agencies. Now, I think you know there are three countries conducting an investigation of the Nord Stream sabotage, and we called it sabotage at the moment, Germany, Sweden, and Denmark. Those investigations are ongoing. And again, the last thing that we're going to want to do from this podium is get ahead of those investigations.
Yeah. He has nothing to say about any of it, but here's the bottom line. Now, the bottom line now is this. All roads lead back to Ukraine. How many years have I told you that? I've told you that for years and years and years. That all roads of corruption, whether it's Joe Biden and his family, or Hillary Clinton and her crew, or any of them, it all leads back to Ukraine, right? And so the Ukraine dam destruction sends global price of wheat and corn soaring. The dam is in southern Ukraine. It reversed a fall in prices this year after a major spike caused by the invasion of Ukraine February 22. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange showed wheat prices gained 2.5%, corn more than 1%, more than $6 a bushel, oats up 0.75%. The destruction of the Novokakhovka Dam and the hydroelectric power station, which sits on the Dnieper River in an area that Moscow controls, raised anxiety about potential disruption to global supplies, given Ukraine's position, obviously, as a major exporter of grain to the world. There are massive agricultural fields in southern Ukraine where the dam burst. The collapse endangering crops, threatening drinking water supplies. But again, it's an area controlled by Russia. And now that we've learned that Ukraine was apparently behind the bombing of the Nord Stream pipelines, which seems pretty clear now, why on earth would we even think that Russia bombed a dam that would do them more damage? And yet that's the suggestion being put forth by some on the world stage, that somehow it is the Russians behind it. The Russians are apparently behind everything when you listen to the American news media. No matter how many times such claims have to be discredited, whether it's the Russian and the Steele dossier disinformation campaign, paid for and disseminated by the Clinton campaign, which is all on the public record now, It says Russia. Give up the Russia thing. When you find something new to talk about. Here's something new, by the way. It comes from John Solomon in Just the News put this out. Allegations that Joe Biden partook in a $5 million bribery scheme involve Ukraine, where his son Hunter scored a lucrative energy job and were first presented to the FBI by a reliable and well-paid informant all the way back in 2017. That's what James Comer, the House Oversight and Accountability Chair, James Comer told Just the News last night. The revelation coming one day after reviewing an FBI FD-1023 form that memorialized the informant's allegations, and 2 days before Comer plans to hold a vote in Congress, which will be tomorrow, to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for failing to provide a copy of the FD-23 to his committee as demanded by subpoena. He said the version of the informant report he was allowed to review by Wray had about 10% of the information redacted and made clear the allegations were first reported to the FBI way back when Donald Trump was just beginning his term as president. Yes, it's Ukraine, Comer said. This form 1023 involves a business person from Ukraine who allegedly sent a bribe, a substantial bribe, to then-Vice President Joe Biden, $5 million. Asked whether the allegation involved the Ukrainian oligarch Mykola Zokhevsky, whose Burisma Holdings energy firm hired Hunter Biden to a lucrative board and consulting job in 2014 when Biden was vice president, Comer carefully demurred, "I probably better punt on that question. The name was redacted." But Comer said markings on the documents he was showed, including footnotes, made clear the informant first provided the bribery allegations to the FBI in 2017, and then again one more time before he raised them a third time in June of 2020. They've known about this since 2017. Bribery charges against the sitting president of the United States now. There are two notes or footnotes, whatever you want to call them. They listed them as notes. I will say footnotes for better explanation that reference 2017. And it was either 2018 or 2019, so this wasn't the first time that this informant had mentioned a bribery scheme pertaining to Joe Biden to the FBI. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the same day, revealing the FBI informant who provided the intelligence was deemed so credible and valuable, he was paid $200,000 by the Bureau over the years. The comments by the two GOP lawmakers pushed back on Democratic claims that the allegations were old, disproven, or tied to efforts by Rudy Giuliani to investigate the Biden's Ukraine ties. Partisan media, most likely in conjunction with the Biden FBI, have misleadingly reported the 1023 is from a tranche of information provided by Rudy Giuliani. It's not. Those news reports also show that the source who formed the basis of the 1023 is a long-serving FBI source. The source reportedly received numerous validations from the FBI. The source reportedly operated even during the Obama administration. Based on what I've told you about yesterday's meeting, the FBI didn't contradict any of these findings. Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe. $5 million bribe from Ukraine involving his son and his family. There you have it. Let that set for a second. I'm Steve Gruber. I'll be back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Lead is an invisible threat. It's especially unsafe for children because their bodies and brains are still developing. Lead exposure can come from paint in homes built before 1978, dust, soil, drinking water from older plumbing, and some imported goods. To find out if your child is being exposed to lead, talk to their doctor about a blood lead test today and visit michigan.gov/myleadsafe to learn more. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.